This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's a phenomenon in education that experts in the field refer to as undermatching, when high-achieving high school students, usually turns out to be minority and low-income kids, don't apply to top colleges that they would otherwise likely get into. Part of the why of this is that these kids usually don't take AP classes, advanced placement classes that would let them get college credit, and they don't take them even though they could handle the work. Today, a group of education and business organizations, including the College Board and a nonprofit called Equal Opportunity Schools, announced a $100 million plan to get more of those kids into those classes. 10,000 more kids, in fact, over 3 years. Marketplace's Adrian Hill from Learning Curve, which is our project on education and technology, went out to a high school east of Los Angeles to see exactly how they are going to close what has become known as the participation gap.
If anyone knows the halls and classrooms of Eleanor Roosevelt High School in Eastvale, California, it's this guy.
My name is Adán Esparza. I am the head custodian at Roosevelt.
He's worked at the school for 9 years. Esparza's children know these classrooms, too. They're students at the high school. And he has big ambitions for them. Esparza was born in Mexico. He didn't graduate from college. But his kids will. He says it's not negotiable.
Got a letter for each one of them last night. They came in. Congratulations, your kid has been chosen to take AP courses at Roosevelt for next year.
APs hadn't really been on his radar.
I was actually proud to have two of my kids nominated for that program.
The letters are part of a broader effort by the school district to get more students in more AP courses, especially low-income and minority students that have the skills to succeed. And the fact that Esparza, who walks past AP classes every day, whose kids have solid GPAs, the fact that he needed to receive a letter from the school letting him know his kids were AP material, I'll let Jeremy Goines, the principal at Roosevelt, tell you what that means.
What it showed me is, wow, even our own families, we don't necessarily advise properly all the time. And we look past that just because our systems are in place and that's the way it's always been done.
About 3,800 students go to Roosevelt. About half of them are Hispanic. But the kids in the AP classes, they just don't look like the kids in the courtyard. There are more white and Asian students, fewer Hispanic and Black students.
Sometimes we don't have systems to catch those kids that have a lot of potential that aren't necessarily in the group of kids that typically are in those high-achieving classes.
To start catching those kids, Goines School District brought in a nonprofit called Equal Opportunity Schools, or EOS. EOS spends a year working with schools to find out why gaps exist and figure out how to close them. Reed Saris is the executive director of EOS. He says the AP participation gap, it's a national problem.
There's about 250,000 missing students per year who are low-income students, African-American students, Latino students, who could be successful in AP classes, international baccalaureate classes, the toughest classes in their school, if given that chance.
There are a lot of reasons they don't get that chance. Parents like Esparza aren't aware of AP opportunities. Teachers don't think of some kids as AP material. And many low-income and minority kids don't see themselves as AP kids.
They may look into an AP classroom and say, that doesn't look like there's anyone who looks like me in there. I don't really belong.
Equal Opportunity Schools uses data to help change those perceptions without finger-pointing.
I would say that the conversations around race and class and assumptions, that they're not as hard as you might expect when you bring data to the table, because it becomes less about assumptions and more about what the data says.
To get that data at Roosevelt, EOS surveyed all the students in the school about their hopes and ambitions, whether they feel challenged in their classes. It asked them questions about grit and perseverance. It asked their teachers which students they think could succeed. And it bundled all that information up with grades and test scores and created a profile, almost like a baseball card, with a picture and performance stats.
In our homeroom class, we received little papers with our, grades from previous tests.
That's Joelle Carrion. She's in 10th grade.
And on my paper specifically, it had 3 stars, which basically means, five stars, which basically meant that 5 teachers from this campus were encouraging me to take an AP class.
Junior Christian Esplana was also tapped. He's already super involved in extracurriculars. He's got good grades. He wants to go to college, but he's never taken an AP class.
It felt good, like knowing that I am in the level where AP students are and I could do this. Not just like knowing that I've doubted myself before, but now I actually feel confident in taking these the next year.
That's EOS's goal, to build confidence, because kids who take tougher classes have a better shot at getting into college and doing well once they're there. EOS also helps schools get the word out. Roosevelt held AP presentations and AP rush days where potential students could talk to current students about the workload. It was all leading up to this moment, registration day. Dozens of kids chat away in the counseling office, looking at course lists, plotting next year. David Sanchez is one of the school counselors, attempting to control the chaos.
I think that because of them, their awareness, the conversation that we're having with them is much more, you know, I've heard of this AP class, I want to try it, I want to push for it. So we are pushing it a lot more now.
I'm taking AP Gov, AP Psych, and AP Lit, Language Arts.
That's Junior Christian Esplana. All told, students at Roosevelt signed up for 700 new spots in AP classes, a 15% increase in the number of Hispanic and Black students registered for APs, including the daughter of Adana Sparsa, the head custodian. Now it's up to the school to make room for all these budding scholars and help them succeed. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.
Equal Opportunity Schools, we should tell you, is funded in part by the Gates Foundation, which also funds, in part, education coverage here at Marketplace. We put together a thing on our website where you can find the AP class participation rate by race at public high schools all over the country. You can check it out at marketplace.org.